Well, we continue on in our look at superheroes, and today I'd like to talk about Black Panther. And the movie comes out this month, and it's a superhero movie tied to the Marvel Comics. And Black Panther was created by writer-editor Stan Lee and writer-artist Jack Kirby, first appearing in the Fantastic Four, number 52, July of 1966, in the Silver Age of Comics. The Black Panther's real name is T'Challa, king and protector of the fictional African nation called Wakanda. Listen to all of his affiliations. He's with the Fantastic Four, the Avengers, the Defenders, the Fantastic Force, the Illuminati, and the Ultimates. His partnerships are tied to Storm. His abilities are: he's a proficient scientist, a skilled hunter and tracker, skilled hand-to-hand combat, utilizes high-tech equipment and weapons, including vibranium outfit, enhanced strength, speed, agility, and durability, and alchemical precognition and protection against mystical attacks. And he is the first African-American superhero. The movie comes out, as I said, this month, and his sister, who is this tech wizard, says this. She says, "Just because something works does not mean it cannot be improved." I like that. And we live in a time, though, that we have to be careful about the whole idea of utilitarianism. Utilitarianism is the doctrine that actions are right if they are useful or for the benefit of the majority. It's the doctrine that an action is right insofar as it promotes happiness, and that the greatest happiness of the greatest number should be the guiding principle of conduct. The problem with that is that what if the majority is wrong? What after an amount of time the majority has been convinced of something that isn't good for people across the board, that down the road this thing may end up badly? You see, utilitarianism relies on the fact that you have the ability to predict right every time. And that's what's the difference between Christianity and a doctrine like utilitarianism. Black Panther, the plot of the film, talks about this. It says, centuries ago, as five African tribes war over a meteorite made up of the alien metal vibranium, a warrior ingests, and listen to this, a heart-shaped herb affected by the metal and gains superhuman abilities, becoming the first Black Panther. He unites the five tribes and forms the nation of Wakanda. As time passes, the Wakandans use the vibranium to develop highly advanced technology, while simultaneously isolating themselves from the rest of the world and posing as a third world country. Well, as the movie progresses, things start to happen, obviously. And while under an undercover assignment in Oakland, a prince named Nujobo becomes convinced Wakanda's isolationist policies have done more harm than good, and vows to share its technology with people of African descent around the world in order to help them conquer their oppressors. He enlists black market arms dealer Ulysses Kalau to infiltrate Wakanda and steal a cache of vibranium, only for his older brother T'Chaka to learn about his actions. T'Chaka reluctantly kills Njobu and abandons his son Eric in order to prevent the Wakandan people from learning the truth. So as the movie progresses, the Black Panther rises up and does what superheroes do. It's interesting, though, that the movie starts out with the fact that he eats a heart-shaped herb. And that's the thing that ultimately heals in the end. There's a heart-shaped herb that's brought, and it heals. I was thinking about that when I was thinking about the whole idea of why is the heart so important? This is the heart. God knows that if he has our heart, he has us. If he has our heart, he has what we truly treasure. And so as you think about that and you rest in that, I want you to look at Ezekiel 36, beginning at verse 26. He says this to the people of Israel, "And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." You see, when he says that, that's the message of the gospel. And if you ask the question, why do we need a new heart? You could look up to verse 25 and it says, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from all your idols I will cleanse you." We have to be cleaned up. And so he does not say that he's going to patch up an old heart. It wouldn't work. He needs to give us a new heart. But then he just doesn't want to exchange that. He wants to empower us. Look at verse 27. He says, "And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey all my rules." And so he's going to give us now the mechanism, the machinery, whatever we need so that we're able to have the power to drive that. And that's great of God. This is why God wants your heart, so he can empower it. And then he establishes us. Look at this in verse 28. He says this. He says, "You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers." So he's going to restore them. He's going to make them the people that they need to be. And so as we look at the fact that we need a new heart, and then we need something to drive that new heart, and then he's got a place for us that we can use that heart. That's fantastic. And then lastly, he enriches us. Look at this. He says in verse 28 again, he says, "You shall be my people, and I will be your God." And so it's true that he gives us, it's almost like what happens in the Black Panther. He's given a heart-shaped item that will make the difference in his life. And so today, I don't know where your heart is. I don't know what it is tied to, what you may want to isolate yourself from others because you've been hurt before. The person that makes the difference is the person of Jesus Christ. And I want to invite you to give your life to him, because he can change your life completely. He can take that heart that you have right now, that you know each and every day, the decisions you make, where it is. Don't be deceived. That's what happens with our hearts sometimes. And turn it over to the Lord and allow him to make the difference in your life. He could do that.